Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
From Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters. Welcome to the show, to the roundtable, actually, or if you've been listening from anywhere, from the West Palm beaches of Florida to the crab fishing vessels of Alaska. Welcome back to Armed American Radio. Participate with us, won't you? 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566 or mark@armedamericanradio.org. Easy to remember, mark@armedamericanradio.org or twitter.com/AARmark. Sean, my producer, welcome back.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
You know, the phones, the last 7-8 shows been going crazy.
Yes, they have.
And tonight's been very quiet on the phones.
Oh, it's because they're listening.
They are listening. That's what they always say in radio, that, you know, yes, you never know what you're going to do with your phone calls. But, you know, and some of those folks that call in that we can't put on the air because they're off topic.
Yes.
You know, when we're talking to Joe Miller in Alaska, we can't ask about an inside-the-waistband holster or the car carry law in New Hampshire.
Exactly.
So that doesn't mean we don't want the call. We do want the call, and we love to talk about those things. We just can't talk about those things while we're talking about boneheads or something, you know, like Bloomberg.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Since President Obama is up
Obama.
Obama. Since he is on vacation, does he have the ability to hear it? Do we have a station in that area, or is he listening to us on stream?
I don't think very many people in Martha's Vineyard would be listening to Armed American Radio. Oh. However, mm-hmm. He would have to be listening to the live feed.
Oh, okay.
And I'm sure he is.
Well,
because this is Obama's Sunday regimen, is listening to Armed American Radio. As you know, Michelle gets popcorn. They sit around the White House in the West Wing and listen to Armed American Radio. And the conversation goes something like this. Shh, I'm listening to Armed American Radio. Shh. Bring me my Marlboros and my popcorn. And don't tell anybody.
Is that what he smokes, Marlboro?
I don't know. I don't know what he smokes. Who knows what he's smoking?
All right, it is.
Yes, could I have two packs of socialist? Oh, just give me the carton.
Yeah. Looks like we're going to be rationing those soon. So,
yeah, well, you know. Hey, did you hear about this story? CNBC running this?
Uh-uh.
Death. Well, of course, I hadn't told you about it yet. Death of the McMansion. Era of huge homes is over.
Oh, yes. I've been out there for a while, yeah.
This is the mainstream media at its, I don't even know what's the word I'm looking for.
Well, how do you determine what is a McMansion anyway?
And where did they come up with this term? They call a big home a death of the McMansion. I mean, come on. I've never heard the term. Have you heard the term? And just because,
yes,
I've never heard the term doesn't mean, you know, I've just have never heard the term.
Yes, here in Texas, there's quite a few of that going on in various parts of Dallas and Plano.
Well, it defines huge homes in here. It says the McMansion, the era of the McMansion is over.
Yeah, it's basically a home that takes up a large percentage of the lot. I mean, these homes are massive, and they might be on a small lot. And they may have part of a front yard and maybe not even 10 feet of a backyard. I mean, these things are massive.
Okay, listen to this. Quote from CNBC. In the past few years, there have been an increasing number of references made to the McMansion glut and the McMansion backlash as more towns pass ordinances against garishly large homes, which are generally over 3,000 square feet. 3,000 square feet? Come on.
Oh, yeah, they're huge, man.
3,000 square feet's not huge.
Well, it depends where. It depends where you stick.
Well,
it
wait
at.
A minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. To the ruling liberal elitist class, 3,000 square feet would be huge because you don't need 3,000 square feet.
And the funny thing is, most of them are the ones that live in them.
Well, that's my whole point. You can't go to Vegas and blow all your money. I'm going to. My wife's going to Spain.
Really?
And I'm going to Martha's Vineyard after I stop down at the golf for a photo op. But you can't go to Vegas. And anybody that makes over $250,000 is rich in their eyes. Forget the fact that that's small business owners, sub-S corporations. This is just the ruling elitist defining, coming up with this term, concocting this term, McMansion, and then, you know, whatever. Let's go back to guns. Where's George Hill? Is George Hill on?
Mr. Hill is there.
The Mad Ogre, George Hill, welcome to Armed American Radio.
Oh, I am here. And, you know, the phrase McMansion's been around for it's been around for a while, used in certain places. And maybe it is kind of dying because people are realizing that, wow, I'm spending a lot of money to heat this house, yes, to cool this house. And that's money that I could be putting elsewhere if, you know, like buying guns and ammunition.
Right, exactly. I knew you were going to go there. So is Rob Pincus back with us, Sean?
Yes.
Rob Pincus, welcome to Armed American Radio.
I'm here. I don't even have a home.
No, you just
hotel. Let alone what this McMansion business. I don't know what that is.
I know.
It's just over as far as I'm concerned.
It's just one of those stupid, you know, media coined deals that here we go, and you know, here's the media telling us, defining things for us, and they'll repeat it over and over and over again, and pretty soon people will start saying, "Look, there's a McMansion." What? Come on. You know, if you make money, that's the American dream. If you want to make money and buy a McMansion, the heck with McMansion, buy a mansion. That's what America's all about.
Don't go to the bank and borrow 80% and then tell people you're a homeowner because you're lying. The bank owns the home.
The bank owns the home. So, hey, Rob, I have to ask you this. We'd be training. I spent a lot of time out with my guns this week and you know, some AR-15s. Not as much with the pistols as I would like to. But I hear from a lot of people all the time, man, I wish I could afford some of this training. I just can't right now. And you hear a lot of that right now. What can folks do to maximize their range time when they're spending $8 a half hour or $14 an hour on the range? And when I say on the range, I'm talking about, you know, Joe's gun range, where they're standing in a cattle stall and all they can do is flip the target back and forth, you know, 7 feet, 5 feet, 15 yards, and maybe out to a maximum of 25 yards. How can people maximize their training and get the most out of that buck?
Well, then I think they need to stop doing that. You know, if they're supposed to be defensive training, they need to be doing things that they probably aren't going to be allowed to do at that type of a gun shop. So either that gun range needs to change their practices to provide some kind of a level of training and comfort with people going in there actually training in a defensive situation and not just bullseye target shooting. Or those people need to say, you know what, I'm interested in defensive shooting, not target shooting, so I'm going to take my business elsewhere. Or I'm going to drive half an hour out into some federal land, national forest land, and shoot up against a safe dirt berm area or something, or find somebody with some land, or form a group of people that knows a farmer with a hillside they can shoot into, and go train somewhere where they can train. Because there's a lot of people will invent obstacles to keep them from training, you know, and it's maybe it's budget, maybe it's my range doesn't let me do that, maybe it's I can't afford to go to a class or no classes are offered in my area. But the fact is, anybody listening to this show, they can also listen to a podcast that has training information, and they can go to the website of any of the training organizations and read articles. They can see all kinds of videos on YouTube, some good, some bad, but there are plenty of training resources out there that don't cost any money. Do some people have to try harder to get to an area where they can go shoot? Sure. If you live in downtown Los Angeles, you've got to drive all of 35 minutes out into Angeles National Forest to Burro Canyon, and you'll find a perfectly good dirt berm range where you can practice anything you want. So that's in California, and that's for somebody who lives in downtown L.A. 99% of the population listening to this radio show can find a dirt berm to shoot against and get maximum value out of their training time and not be standing in that cattle stall doing target shooting lying to themselves about getting ready for a defensive shooting situation.
And you know what? That's not that there's anything wrong with standing there and target shooting like that. That's fine from time to time,
yeah,
but you're right.
That's what you want to do. Have fun with that, but it's right. Not defensive shooting training.
That is not defensive shooting training, and you're not going to find at most of those ranges the ability to do multiple attacker stuff or two or three targets. You're just not going to find that at those ranges. And you're right. Get outside. For example, up in North Georgia, you can find anywhere you want on a mountainside. Just got to get
out
and look.
There's a lot of good places up there. And even, you know, there's some indoor ranges. I know in North Georgia there's one called the Firing Line in Athens where I know that if you get in there and they know you, they trust you, you can get in there and do some things other than the one shot per second, you know, center of the bullseye stuff.
Right, exactly. And when I see some of the videos of you, you're off the cattle stall. You're inside the range. And,
exactly.
You know, you're working up close and personal with the targets. When we come back from the break, we'll talk about some of the work I did and you know, how easy it is to really incorporate some of that defensive stuff while you're outside having some fun. Ladies and gentlemen, you're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, joined by Rob Pincus and George the Mad Ogre Hill. We'll be right back.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hardworking American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit GalcoGunLeather.com.
One shot, one kill. That's Extreme Shock, the world's most advanced ammunition. For self-defense or hunting, there is no equal. Engineered to inflict maximum damage on its target, Extreme Shock's composite bullets fragment on impact, delivering devastating stopping power and carving catastrophic wounds. We've got the photos, videos, and testimonials to prove it. Find a dealer or order now at ExtremeShockUSA.net.
As an armed American, you've already taken steps to protect yourself and your loved ones from the possibility of being a victim of violent crime. To do the job effectively in a time of crisis takes real knowledge, real skills, and real confidence. Coming next week, Armed American Radio's newest sponsor, Sealed Mindset, is all about world-class personal security-based defensive firearms training. Join Mark next Sunday to hear about how you can develop a sealed mindset.
This hour of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, the GOA, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Join the Gun Owners of America, folks, at gunowners.org. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. And folks, in Brawley, California, I'm going to be filling your prescription for freedom beginning Labor Day weekend, September 5th. You are coming to the Armed American Radio Network, and that is a beautiful thing. 877-956-9566, 877-956-9566, mark@armedamericanradio.org, twitter.com/AARmark. This is the roundtable. We're going to talk about guns, more guns, training, and some fun stuff, and I've got a couple emails here to read, and one in particular from Heath in Northwest Rural Missouri. Heath, we're getting to your email here in just a couple of minutes. But Rob Pincus, first of all, welcome back.
Back.
And George, you too. Haven't forgot you, Mr. Oger.
Oh, it's a pleasure and a privilege as always, Mark.
Hang in there, George, okay?
Right on.
Rob, I got your DVD not long ago from Personal Defense Network. Really fun stuff to watch.
Which one did you get? Because we've got about 30 in the series.
Oh, geez. Oh, man. You're going to have to name it. I don't know, because I've got a bunch of them. But, you know, I'm going through the basic firearms with you on these things, and I'm thinking to myself, it's posing questions to my head, you know, what can we all do when we're out there in normal Personville, okay, and we're trying to maximize our time like we were talking about before the break. And I can tell you what I did. I get out into the mountains, and I get outside, and I start working on some of your drills, shooting behind cover, okay, using my vehicle and a couple obstacles that are out there on the land that we shoot at, getting off the X up close with the target, moving forward, side, backward, scanning, and basic practice drills, holster, reholster. Anything else I should be working on? I know it's a tough question to answer, but
it's a tough question. But you know, here's what I tell people: the first thing to think about is size of the target and distance of the target. You got to think about what the most probable, you know, training time is always going to be limited. That's really what we're talking about, is if someone takes the time, effort, and energy and spends the money to take some time to train, what do they do with it? And training time is always valuable, so we want to make the most use out of it. We want to train for what's most likely to happen to us. So something like inside of the bedroom that you're going to be holed up in on the phone with the police, something like the length of your car where you may get confronted in a public space and need to defend yourself. Those types of distances, you know, 7 to 15 to 20 feet maybe is where you want to spend most of your time. In that time, you want to be working on a target that is about the size of the high center chest. That's going to be your primary default target area against an aggressor. It's very likely to be available to you as a target area, and you're very likely to be able to hit it multiple times rapidly. That's the next step, is you want to make sure you're taking multiple shots, single shots, one-shot stops. The more I study it, the more time I spend looking at the real-world data, not gelatin tests and things like that, not made-up numbers. What I'm talking about is what really happens. I think most of your one-shot stops are psychological stops. I don't think they're physical incapacitation stops, obviously, unless you're hitting the nervous system and shutting somebody down. Those one-shot stops have a lot more to do with the person being shot thinking he's now out of the fight than it does the difference between a 9mm and a 40 caliber. So we know that we want to be firing multiple shots until we recognize that we don't need to shoot anymore. So stop with the single shots, stop with the one-inch target, stop with the 30 yards from a bench with your defensive pistol. Get up close, multiple rounds of fire, 6 to 8, maybe even a 10-inch circle or oval that represents that high center chest. Once you've got that down, once you've got a lot of reps at that, now you want to start adding your presentation from the holster. And when you get the presentation from the holster smooth very quickly, you want to start adding that lateral step during presentation. So what do we got? We got 7 to 20 feet. We've got a target that is 6 to 10 inches, circle or oval or box, whatever it may be. We've got multiple shot strings, 2, 3, 4, 5 shots, visualizing the threat stopping. And then, of course, we want to work on getting the gun out of the holster and into our shooting position as efficiently as possible while sidestepping laterally to get offline from the attack. The next thing you want to add, and this is incredibly important for defensive shooting, and it's a thing that's missing from 99% of the training programs out there, is the necessity to process information prior to executing the complex motor skill. What does that mean? It means if you're standing in front of a target waiting for a buzzer to go off, visualizing what you're doing, you're not practicing for defensive shooting. You're practicing for the called shot. You're practicing for the free throw. And that doesn't happen in the real world. That only happens in competition and on the training range. So you want to be in a situation where you might have to take a shot at a 4-inch circle over to your left, or you might have to take a shot at an 8-inch circle over to your right, or you might need to take a shot at the 10-inch box right in front of you. And until someone else gives you a command, or you're listening to something like our, you know, combat focus iPhone app that gives random calls, or you've pre-recorded a list of random calls into your MP3 player and you've kind of randomized that, put it on shuffle, and you're playing random commands, until you do something like that or work with a training partner, it can be somebody, even if they're a non-shooter, all they have to do is come out and say left, right, center, whatever. Until you're doing that, you're not really forcing your brain to work with your body to take the shot you need to take. And when you're out shopping for ice cream, buying a new shirt at the mall, and somebody comes up with an AK-47, you aren't taking a free throw. You are caught off guard, and now you have to execute that complex motor skill, and that's going to be a better way to train.
And it is not as easy as it sounds when you have someone calling out left, right, center. I know that from personal experience in some multiple attacker training. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you listened to that. That was unbelievable advice from Rob Pincus. Go back, get the podcast, check it out in hour three, and re-listen to that. That was amazing advice from one of the best defensive trainers in the country. Now, Rob, I'm going to be taking some defensive training up in Minnesota on Monday, and I'm looking forward to reporting back and talking to you about it, hopefully on air. What is your schedule? You're getting ready to go to Africa now?
I am. I'm flying out to South Africa in about 10 hours. Well, I guess I'll get there in about 40 hours. But I head to the airport in about 10 hours. I'm going to be working with some private security companies, some law enforcement personnel, and some people interested in personal defense.
Okay, so you've got a full schedule as usual. Where are you right now?
I am in Reno, still recuperating and recovering from
that road race
across Nevada.
You know what I love? I love when you're on because you're never in the same place. And the advice you give is just...
I move around quite a bit. In fact, I got one of those spot satellite trackers, and I had it for a couple months. I put up two 30-day sections on their little website where you can kind of share your travels. And each time I've touched every coast and stopped several places in between. So
you need a website. Where's Rob now?
Go to the icetraining.us website, sign up for a class, and you'll be able to find me.
There you go. That was excellent advice. George, I've got a question here from a gentleman in northwest rural Missouri.
Okay.
Who's been begging me to ask this for the last 3 to 4 weeks.
All right, hit me.
Okay. Mark, recently I've begun to listen to your show. I've got a question for the roundtable that I hope you can answer for me. I've recently shot a Glock 23C that's compensated and really like how it shot. On a gun forum, I posed the question about using a compensated Glock as a carry weapon and received numerous questions to stay away from it for reasons ranging from it being A, too loud, the flash at night killing your night vision, and it collects more dirt than a non-comp model, increasing the possibility for malfunction. I would really appreciate the opinion of all the members of your roundtable on this matter. Thank you, Heath, Northwest Rural Missouri. I want to ask you that, and then I want to get Rob's opinion also. Let's start with you. Compensated, yes
well,
or no?
I have no problem with the compensated gun at all.
Why don't you, let's do this, George. Explain what that is first to listeners who may not be aware of it.
Right on. What they're doing when they're putting a compensator on a pistol, on the Glock model, they are actually using EDM machining. They're cutting basically little jet vents in the tops of the barrels and in the slides. So as the gas of the firing is going out the muzzle, some of that gas is redirected upwards and back a little bit. So it gives you kind of a vectored thrust effect to reduce your felt recoil. It keeps your muzzle on target better. It makes the gun more controllable. And that can be an advantage for a defensive gun. Especially
okay, George, hold that thought. You probably can't hear that music. But when we come back, now that we know that that's to help us eliminate felt recoil, we'll finish up with that when we come back from the break. You are on the Armed American Radio Network.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
With consumers still looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president of Women's Automotive Association International, knows that using quality products in your car today can help save money in the long run.
Motor oil is called the lifeblood of your car's engine and one of the most important ways you can protect your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends asking for a high-quality oil by name because Pennzoil and Quaker State, for example, invest heavily in comprehensive product testing and are formulated to meet the demands of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter, because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil, visit motoroilmatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher, and you're listening to Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, redefining weekend talk radio.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network, my friends. From the West Palm Beaches of Florida to the crab fishing vessels of Alaska.
You know, when you
love
say,
you folks up
when
there.
When you say that, I think of Long John Silver's.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Well, I love crab, so...
We are moving. I had some crab claws yesterday.
Oh,
that were great.
See. Well,
$3.99 a pound for the Jonas crab claws.
Why you had to go there, man?
Oh, they were good. Is Rob? I know Rob is doing some heavy traveling.
Rob is gone for tonight.
Rob is gone for tonight. Okay.
Yes.
Well, I've got his. He was kind enough to give me his answer on the compensated Glock. So we'll go to. We have two callers on first. We have John in Pennsylvania, and he had a question for Rob. And we may have to ask him to email that so I can get that to Rob.
Yeah, that's what Rob said. Have him email it. I was going to get on the phone with him and have him do that.
John, we see you blinking. Sean will jump over there to you, and we will ask you to email that question to mark@armedamericanradio.org, and we'll get that to Rob right away and get an answer directly to you from him. We also have Dan in Minnesota. Dan, hang in there. We'll be with you momentarily. We see you blinking. We want to go back to the compensated Glock question. George continue with the answer on the compensated Glock. When you're finished, I will read Rob's response.
Right on. Okay. Now that we've discussed what the compensated Glock is, it's a Glock with holes in the barrels. The thing about the flash ruining night vision, well, this is why defensive ammunition makers put compounds into the gunpowder to reduce that flash. You will see some muzzle flash, but it's greatly reduced, and it's really not going to be a problem because I shoot at night quite often. I'll go out and I'll do some predator hunting at night, and I'll shoot my Glock, I'll shoot an AR, and really that flash isn't that big of a deal. You're not going to lose sight of your target because of the muzzle flash. Now, there is one thing: if you're going to come in, you're going to shoot from a defensive position, what you call like a close contact position. You got the weapon close to your side. You're going to break off a couple shots. Well, at that porting, that blast is going to be deflected. You know, some of that blast is going upwards, could be deflected up into you. So what you do is you turn the gun sideways a little bit, kind of at an angle. So you're not holding it straight up and down. You're holding it kind of at a 45-degree cant. You have to practice that, but it's just fine. You can do it.
Okay. I'm going to read you Rob's response. Again, ladies and gentlemen, you heard Rob Pincus is on his way to South Africa to do some intense training with some security folks down there.
He is such a rock star.
He is. He is a rock star.
He's living it, you know.
He is, man. He's living fat. PHAT, right?
Absolutely.
He's doing. I don't know where that came from, but let me read his answer. Sorry, dude, got to jump out. My answer, no. I'd rather see the email or step down to a 9mm if recoil control is an issue. In close quarters, the upward jets of flame, the upward jets of flame and hot gas can cause injury or distraction to the shooter themselves. Save compensated pistols for the gun games, and that's from Rob Pincus. So, having said that, Heath, you've gotten two great answers, and there you go. I hope that answered your question. Thanks for your patience with that email. That was a great question, and I'm sure others are thinking the same thing because I don't know how popular the compensated pistols are, George. It's never been something I've ever wanted to mess with. I don't like the thought of 7 inches of flames coming off the top of my muzzle in a close quarter situation. It really hasn't been the night vision type deal or anything like that. It's been more of a practicality issue. I have shot them in daylight, and they do reduce felt recoil in some cases quite significantly. But it's not something that I would want in my holster for a defensive situation.
No, and as a matter of fact, I have never bought a compensated gun or a ported gun, whatever term you want to put on them at the time, depending on how they're made. But, you know, in the large magnum hunting guns, yes, I've gone that route. But in a defensive gun, it's really unnecessary. You're adding cost to the gun, and for really no big benefit.
The coolness factor, folks, in my opinion, is not worth it.
And like Rob said, you know, it's for race guns.
Right.
Absolutely. If you're taking one of these pistol classes that think you have to rack off 10 rounds in 1 second into a one-inch target, well, that kind of shooting, well, by all means, yes, a compensated gun's going to help you. For you and me and Sean and
Sean's grandma.
Everybody else, Sean's grandma. That compensator's really not going to give you any net gain. And Rob's suggestion of going down to a 9mm would be a good one. But you've already got the gun you've got, so just practice with it.
Yeah. Oh, there's nothing wrong with the gun. No, I think they're great. I think they're fantastic. And, I don't think he has it. He says he recently shot it and really likes how it shot. Of course you like how it shot.
Yeah, because it shoots like a 9.
Right. It steps it down because of the recoil. Okay, enough about that. Heath, thanks very much for the question. We appreciate it very much. We have a call from Dan in Minnesota. Dan, welcome to Armed American Radio, my friend. Chime on in, brother.
Hello. How are you guys?
Good. Thanks for holding.
Oh, my pleasure. I really know next to nothing about guns, but I'm extremely interested in your show. And I was just wondering if you guys might explain just the basic differences in ammunition between the difference of like measurements like gauge, caliber, millimeter, buckshot. I don't know. It's like, you know, there's all these different references, and I can't appreciate the significance of them, you know, when you put a number in front of them, because I don't know what they mean. I mean, I assume millimeter. I mean, I know what a millimeter is, but the rest of it, I have no idea.
Okay, that is a for lack of a better term, that's a loaded question, one that we could spend an awful lot of time on.
Really?
George, you want to go with the popular calibers and explain them on up, starting Absolutely. With maybe the 20? Let's start with the 25 and rise from there.
Well, first, let's talk about what caliber is. Caliber is a measure of the outside diameter of the projectile. So a .22 caliber, a .22 caliber, is .22 of an inch. A .50 caliber is basically a half an inch. And so what we've got going on here is we've got other calibers such as like a .38 special. So you think, oh, it's going to be a .38 diameter, which is actually not quite true. They just call it a .38. The actual diameter is a .355. So when you talk about a caliber, like a .357 is a .355, sometimes they'll use that diameter as a measurement or as to name the caliber. Sometimes they'll change the numbers just to fit different nomenclature rules to differentiate this caliber or this specific cartridge, per se, from a different cartridge. So you could have a .38 and a .357. You can shoot them both out of that .357 gun because they're the same caliber, but they're not the same cartridge. So that it is kind of a loaded question. But going up, you know, the larger the number, the bigger the gun, generally speaking. Now with gauges, it's just the opposite. When you're talking about a 12-gauge, that's a big bore. And as the numbers go up, actually, the size, like a 20 gauge, well, that's bigger than 12. 20 is bigger than 12. It's actually a smaller cartridge. And so then you talk about a 4 gauge, and well, that's a gigantic goose cannon. So the shotguns kind of go the other way. I hope I confused you enough.
The bigger the caliber, the bigger the projectile. And let's not forget this: the diameter of the caliber is also can be the and is the internal diameter of the bore.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So obviously, 25 caliber, you're stepping on up. 25, 32, 38. Move into the 9mm, the 40s, the 45s. Okay. You're moving up in caliber. You're moving up in projectile. In a nutshell, basically, we could cover this in great detail on a future program. Maybe we should. But did that answer your question?
Well, sure. I mean, and just where does like buckshot fit in? I know, like, because it's I'm reading like advertisements and like there's different dates where you're allowed to use buckshot to shoot deer versus guns or something. I don't know.
Right. Right. Yeah. There's some counties that have different hunting laws. And like if you're back east, some counties are too densely populated and the woods are, you might have some nice thick woods, but it's a short distance to an actual highway or structure or neighborhood. So they go with shotgun only and buckshot.
All right, George, hang on to that thought. Appreciate the phone call, boss. We'll be back on the Armed American Radio Network right after these messages. We'll continue the discussion.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Deep concealment and amazing affordability combine in Galco's new Tuck and Go inside the waistband holsters. The Tuck and Go's open top allows for a fast draw, while the holster's reinforced mouth allows for smooth and easy reholstering. Available for over 35 models of handguns, the Galco Tuck and Go combines amazing affordability with the quality you expect from Galco gun leather. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order online, please visit galcogunleather.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, this is Bill Bennett, and you're listening to Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, redefining weekend talk radio.
And it has been, I cannot believe that the show is flying by as fast as it is right now. It's been a heck of a 3 hours. And the first one, of course, we had a few production issues. Most of you probably didn't experience that.
I did.
I know you did. I know you did. I don't know. You know what the listener did. I've reached out to some folks that were listening. It wasn't too bad. I guess you did a really good job on those boards.
I did the best I could, you know. But it takes a while, but you usually get used to the stuff like that.
It's a machine, you know. And we're talking to two studios here, and you got to push the right buttons. And we had one kind of hidden down there, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
we exposed it, and when we did,
it got scared.
It's just like that. Here's my goofy prediction this week. I'm not so sure Hillary Clinton's not gonna challenge Obama.
I don't think she will.
It's just fun to talk about.
It is.
Don't hold me to that, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not the political pundit there. I'm just giving my opinion.
I am.
It's just so dynamic what's happening right now.
Yes.
With the left having hijacked the Democratic Party.
Oh, you mean the progressive.
Yeah, call it whatever you want, progressive.
Progressive movement.
Yeah, okay. Well, I hear our phones ringing, so I'll let you get to work there, and I'll welcome listeners back to Armed American Radio, the fourth and final segment of the roundtable. Unbelievable. We had a call come in from Dan in Minnesota. Good call. Boy, we could have gone on that one for hours. George Hill, welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. How you doing?
Doing great. Yeah, that was a good question, a big question. And I think a good place to go to ask those questions, you know, that we don't have time to get to would be the Facebook page.
That's a good idea. That question was all over the board from pistol caliber, from the definition of the word caliber, all the way on up to buckshot, birdshot. That was that question was, like you said, was a big question. We could have spent a lot of time. So we answered it the best we could in the short amount of time that we have, I think. He understands the term caliber, what it means. And I guess we can move on from that one. But we appreciate the call up in Minnesota. Dan, that reminds me, if you are in Minnesota, which you are, ladies and gentlemen, if you're up there the week of the 29th, stop by and see me. I'll be at the WWTC booth, 1280 AM, The Patriot, broadcasting this program live next week from the Minnesota State Fair, and a good time will be had by all, and I will not eat funnel cake.
I'm not even sure what that is.
It's just fair stuff. It's the stuff that they, you know, it's like fried stuff that they fry. And then after they fry it, they put powdered sugar on it.
Must be butter.
Yeah, probably. Big globs of butter. You can fried butter.
Oh, yeah. They do that here. Fried butter with some. I mean, going to a fair is like going to a heart attack convention. But it's good food.
I never eat that stuff.
I can't.
No, that stuff.
I tell you, the Ute Indian tribe, they had their powwow, and they had some of the best buffalo burgers that I've ever had.
Man.
Now, that's some good food.
I'll have to try that.
George, I have to tell you that I grilled a buffalo burger 2 nights ago.
Uh-oh.
Nice.
Yeah, I actually went to Harry's, which is the real nice meat and seafood place, and I picked up 6 pounds. It's expensive. It's pricey. It's about $6 a pound, but, man, is it good. So I get it, you know, 6 of them at a time and put them in the freezer wrap, and I went home and I turned 0.98 lbs of that into, let's just say, 3 burgers and grilled them up. And, oh, man, it is really, really good eating, ladies and gentlemen, if you've never tried it. My mom did say to me the other day, don't you ever have me over at that house and cook that buffalo and tell me it's hamburger, and then tell me later. Don't do it. I don't want to know. I said, why don't you just try it? No. No.
Now, see, I could happily never eat cow again.
Well, when I was with you in Utah, I ate a huge buffalo steak.
Oh, wasn't that good?
And it was outstanding. I ordered that thing medium.
Mm.
And, over a bed of grilled vegetables. Whew, that was dynamite with a brown gravy that they poured over it.
That was amazing.
That was wonderful. Okay, let's stop. Let's go back to guns. George, I worked a couple of my rifles and pistols very hard this week to the tune of about 750 rounds.
Nice.
Yeah, it was real nice. It was a lot of work. Half brass, federal brass, M855s, right?
Mm-hmm.
And half of the cheap Russian Wolf stuff. In a 16-inch and a 20-inch AR-15 platform.
Right.
And I guess I'll start with this. 3 magazines of brass, 3 magazines of lacquered Wolf, and then staggered. All right? 3 brass, 3 lacquer, 3 brass, 3 lacquer, and on down.
Mm-hmm.
After the breech got hot, after about the third magazine, and I was working the guns hard. After the breech got hot, I had one of the nastiest fails to eject I've ever experienced in an AR-15, which is, I thought, that's not the federal brass, guarantee it. And sure enough, it was the Wolf. And I literally had to go through the bore and disassemble the weapon. Okay.
Yep. Yep.
You're familiar with what I'm talking about. I know you are.
I've seen that very same thing many times.
Okay. Now, here's the deal. I did my Mad Ogre video for you in classic Ogre style, which was beautiful. I loved it. I know you did. It's up on your website, folks. If you want to see my review, it's at madogre.com. Go check it out. Just hit play on the video. But George did a follow-up on it to give a little bit more detail as to why that happens. And something that you said in that video, everybody in the gun-owning public needs to hear. Because times are tight, money is tough and tight, there's no question about it. We all know what it's like to be down to our last 50 bones. We know what it's like to be out of ammo, and we know how expensive ammunition is today. So people turn to that stuff, George. They turn to that cheap Wolf stuff for their pistols because of the dollar, the value. Okay, that they're getting for their buck. 50 rounds for half of what it cost to pick up some of that brass. But
it's nice to have that cheap ammo to get out there and do some shooting, and that's nice. However,
that's great. But I need to. Your statement in the video was very important. You said, since when did Russian Wolf ammunition become the standard by which we judge the quality of the ARs we have in our hands?
Exactly.
When did that happen?
Yeah, you know, I've heard it. I've heard people say, well, if I have a rifle that can't shoot wolf, I don't want it. Well, then buy an AK. You got these AR-15s. They're designed for accuracy. Their chambers are designed specifically for, you know, certain ammunition in made in, you know, to certain parameters. And when you have the steel case that doesn't expand, you know, during firing, and when it's coated in something that will literally become glue, if you get a hot chamber and let the round sit in that hot chamber, it can literally glue that round into the chamber. And that can happen. And then if you fire a round, you know, you got to build that doesn't expand, then you have a buildup of carbon in the chamber around that cartridge, and you're introducing all these factors to make a gun that you're going to defend your life with and your family with. You're introducing all these potential problems. It's not worth it.
Very well said. Don't judge the quality of your firearm by that ammo. Don't do it. Don't do it. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you had a great time. I did. Great show this week. It was good to have Rob Pincus on. We got great information from Joe Miller in hour one running up there in Alaska for the U.S. Senate. He's a great guy. Check him out at joemiller.us. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, check him out at madogre.com. I'm your host, Mark Walters. Make sure you check out Armed American Radio at Facebook. Hit the like button, would you? And dig us at armedamericanradio.com. Also, join the USCCA.com. Get involved. It's never been more important than it is now. I will see you next week live from the Minnesota State Fair on the 29th. Be there.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
This year, most of the U.S. had the kind of weather that would make a polar bear call in and order for a Snuggie. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. If you were working from home with the 3-Step Plan, you wouldn't have to fight the snow or traffic. You wouldn't have to worry about what to do with the kids on snow days. The 3-Step Plan could make it possible for you to work from the comfort of your home and earn as much or even more than you do sliding around on the pavement going to work for somebody else. Most people build a home business with the 3-Step Plan on a part-time basis. But many do develop a business that earns more than they did working at a job. Can you picture yourself beside the fireplace with a telephone and a computer working your own business? To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same, debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth again. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.